a lot of the places that do offer produce in lower income communities don't offer good quality produce. It's not like what you see when you walk into Wegmans.
UB Assistant Professor Dr. Lucia Leone has been researching how to expand access of fresh foods through mobile produce markets. She studied this through the use of veggie vans while at UNC Chapel Hill in North Carolina. Researchers used mobile vans in 12 communities, bringing in fresh local produce to lower-income and underserved residents.
We know that there's a lot of organizations around the country that are wanting to start mobile markets or are already starting mobile markets, but whether they're running them in a way that is actually having an impact on diet, we're not sure. So we wanted to be able to help those organizations make sure they're using the best practices and really using evidence-based practices in running their mobile markets.
The federal grant will allow UB's Leone and her project collaborators to provide technical assistance and funding to 8 organizations in 32 different communities, allowing researchers to find out if these mobile market programs work on a larger scale.
We did see some really good initial results that people were eating up to a cup more per day of fruits and vegetables based on, you know, if they were using the veggie van program.
And tell us about what the veggie meter is all about.
So it's a little bit of an experimental procedure, but one of the challenges with doing any type of research on diet is that we rely on people to tell us what they ate. But as you can imagine, if you've been trying to think about what you ate yesterday, it probably is a bit of a challenge to remember every single thing. And so we don't get it exactly right. What we do know, though, is that there are biomarkers in our blood called carotenoids that basically correlate with how much fruit and vegetables people are eating. But asking people for a blood sample can also be a challenge. You know, people, I think, are more likely to say, yeah, sure, I'll tell you about what I ate, but stay away from, you know, I don't want any needles or anything near me. So getting serum carotenoids from people can be a challenge. What's this new tool called the veggie meter does is it actually measures dermal carotenoids or carotenoids in your skin. So based on actually the pigmentation or color of your skin, it can look to get a best estimate of what your serum carotenoids are, and it will change over time if you start eating more fruits and vegetables.
Leone says their goal is to have one of the 8 mobile market communities to include a Western New York organization. Requests for proposals will go out this fall for those interested in seeking funding for a mobile market. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.